Okay. We know that there is a, in learning Musar, there's very important concepts of awakening a person, because we sleep. Whether we sleep physically, we sleep spiritually, emotionally, but, you know, we're not really alert and focused on the spiritual realities of life. There's also another concept that one of the ways of focusing the spirituality is through tzir chushi. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught, through a picture. Pictures are much more powerful than words, than thoughts, because a picture is graphic. You see it. It talks to you. It's sort of like a reality, and it penetrates deeper into one's heart, into one's subconscious, and it has more of a long-lasting effect than just words. Rabbi Yisrael also taught that when you combine a picture with music, it even has a deeper effect. I just realized as I was getting off the plane yesterday, I don't know how it came to my mind, I was singing a song to myself in French. Now, I don't remember, I learned a little French once, I don't remember very much, but that which was in which I learned together with music, that stays. Many times I've told you about how I learned many years ago that you're listening to some music, then you shut the car and you go away for a couple hours, you come back to the car, you put the key in, all of a sudden you find yourself humming something, and you turn on the car and lo and behold, it's exactly the place in the music that you were listening to before. Because music, pictures and music, graphics, sensual things with the various senses, whether it's the sense of sight or the sense of hearing or the sense of smell, even, I don't know how that works exactly in Musa, but anyway, it penetrates, and those images, those penetrations last longer because they enter the subconscious. There's an interesting Musar opportunity that we have now every day. It really stems from an opportunity that we have on Rosh Hashanah, but we have the opportunity every day in Elul. And it occurred to me that we also have this opportunity every day of the year. And if we see how powerful this opportunity is on Rosh Hashanah, and then we realize that we have the opportunity every day of Elul, and we also add to that the opportunity of every day of the year. Number one, we have endless opportunities, number one. Number two, we can deepen through the process the opportunity of Rosh Hashanah because of the fact that we have sensitized and prepared ourselves throughout the year and throughout the Elul. And for that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter also taught us something very interesting. Because on the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is to awaken us. Hayitoka shofar ba'ir v'om lo yecherodu. The shrill sound of the shofar is supposed to awaken us up spiritually and say, hey, get your act together. It's time to do a little tshuva. The problem, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, is a sound, an alarm that awakens us is only as effective as the depth of the sleep that we're sleeping in or not sleeping in. When you're very, very deeply asleep, you could hear a loud noise and you don't hear it, as when you're sleeping in a very superficial, you know, level, that the noise is much more, affects you more and awakes you more up. And he says, since we slumber so much spiritually, so even though the shrill sound of the shofar was given to awaken us spiritually, but you got to be somewhat spiritually awake during the year in order to be able to wake up when you hear this sound on Rosh Hashanah. So we have to sensitize ourselves, and that's why he talks about it. If a person learns Musar a whole year, then he's spiritually at least awake, he's engaged spiritually, and the sound of the shofar can have a much greater awakening impact on him. I'd like to take that concept one step further. There's a comment in the Sefer HaChinuch, and I've cited this before, but it's a whole different angle. In the mitzvah, it's in Parshas Bahar, in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar B'Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel. On Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, there's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. And it's in that mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. The Chinuch says it's different from Rosh Hashanah, but Agavi explains what the Inyan on Rosh Hashanah is. And it occurred to me that just to be aware of how this works and to apply this to Elul, and maybe to apply this to a whole year long, and maybe even to understand it a little bit, can have a very, very powerful effect on us daily, Elul, and certainly on Rosh Hashanah. And that is as follows. He says like this. He says, Umitzvah Shefa Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Shech... No. Where is it? I'm sorry. I apologize. He says like this: the inyan of atkias shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shatkia hahi onu oisim likboya machshavteinu al inyan akedas Yitzchak. We blow the tkia on Rosh Hashanah to think about Akedas Yitzchak, the aisle that was substituted for Yitzchak, and the ram's horn, so to speak. And we think when we hear the shofar, we think about Akedas Yitzchak. Unitzayir benafshenu, and we paint a picture in our nefesh, lasis gam onu kamoihu le'avas Hashem, to perform the same type of an act, machmas, based on, motivated by, our avas Hashem. In other words, I think about Akedas Yitzchok, and then I look at myself, as if I myself am taking my son, my only son, let's say, and I'm shechting him, picture the face, the other face, the big knife, shechting him, machmas avas Hashem, because Hashem said so. Hashem said shecht, and that's what I'm doing. And when I picture myself doing that, that's when I hear about Ki, when I hear the shofar, I think of Akedas Yitzchok, and I try to picture myself in place of Avraham Avinu, and my son in place of Yitzchok, and the sword, or whatever, the axe, or I don't know what it was, in my hand. So then he says, and through that, our remembrance will be oile in front of Hashem letoiv. What does that mean? Listen to this. We will be zakai. We will be decided on the din of Rosh Hashanah as innocent because of this effort. Now, let's think about that for a moment. What is it? It's an effort. It's an effort at learning Musa. It's an effort at tzir chushi. It's an effort at picturing myself in that superhuman greatness of performing Akedas Yitzchok, of taking my only son and standing there with a knife, and I'm ready to slaughter him because Hashem said so, and my Avas Hashem is so intense, Machmas Avas Hashem, that Hashem says, there's no questions, there's no doubt, there's no hesitation. As we say in the davening, V'rotzo lishchit oisoi b'leiv of sholem. He wanted to shecht Yitzchak with a leiv sholem. I picture myself doing that. And that becomes a schus that I'm zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah. Two things. Number one, if that's a schus that I'm zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah, it must be very powerful in its effect. The picture of seeing myself performing such a high-level spiritual act must have a real impact. Not just the impact, they say, a baseball player, if he wants to hit a home run and he pictures that the it's going out, you know, to he's hitting the home run, that he thinks he's hitting a home run, and it'll help him to hit it more because he has a picture. But this must be an intense picture. I'm imagining myself with such a level of Avas Hashem that I'm ready to perform this ultimate sacrifice, the most difficult nisoyan of Avraham Avinu, the most difficult test in the world, all testing how much I love Hashem, that I'm willing to listen to him. That must be so powerful that it can create, it can be a schus that I can be zakai in the din of Rosh Hashanah. I got so many other things that I have to deal with. I made so many mistakes this year. There's so much on the other scale is so like this. And this picture can take that scale and tip it in my favor. It's an amazing thing. But the problem is, how do we do it? We can't even wake up from the shrill sound of the shofar because we're sleeping so deeply. So how is this going to affect me? And I suggest that that's the tkiya shofar in Elul. Very simple. That every day we have such an opportunity. Every day we have an opportunity. They blow the shofar at the end of Shacharis, and we think, remember Akedas Yitzchok, picture myself as because I have such an intense love of Hashem that I see myself, I imagine myself, I attempt to see myself as performing Akedas Yitzchok and expressing that ultimate love of Hashem, and that makes it more real each time. And maybe by the time I get to Rosh Hashanah, it can be such a reality that I can actually begin at least the rudiments of feeling it sincerely, and that can serve as a schus on Rosh Hashanah. Shall we say Shaniyah Zakai, that we become Zakai Lefonov, Zakoyim Lefonov, and Rosh Hashanah. But then it occurred to me just one step further. Can I have a siddur over there, please? In the Maisa, we have an opportunity every day to do this as well. And that's really just what I want to share with you. And we could prepare ourselves. Now, of course, it's a danger when you do something every day. By the time you get to Elul, by the time you get to Rosh Hashanah, it's already trite. You know, it's Alta Zachin. So it's hard to keep that intensity. So I don't know that each person has to judge himself how to deal with it. But we have that because look what we say every day. There's a parsha here of Akedas Yitzchok. Some people say it, some people don't say it. But then at the end, and it doesn't seem to be dependent on whether you said it or not, Rabbeinu Shalalem, Yirotzabil Fonecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. We ask you, Hashem, Shetiz Kolon Bris Aviseinu. Remember the bris that you made with our Ovis. Kimoy Shekovash Avroham Avinu Esracham Oviben Yechidoi. As Avroham Avinu overpowered his natural rachamim, the mercy that he had for his son, Ben Yechidoi, from his only son, and he wanted to shecht him in order to do your rotzen. And other places it says, Belev of Sholem, Kein Yichbeshu, so we ask Hashem, Yichbeshu rachamecho eskaschum, elino mido keneged mido, you should be kovish, just like Avraham Avinu was kovish his rachamim, in order to do the rotzen Hashem, you should be kovish, Mido keneged mido, your kas, the golu rachamecho al midosecho, and allow the midos harachamim to overwhelm everything else. Sikonis itonu lifnim mishuras dinecho, and enter into us lifnim mishuras hadin. And this sounds very eerily reminiscent of what the Chinuch said over here, that we want to be zakai bedin. How are we zakai bedin with this picture? Because what this picture does, it may not be in numbers-wise, in weight-wise, enough to weigh everything over, but there's another system. We call it the system of Mida Keneged Mida, the entitlement of Mida Keneged Mida. We say, Hashem, listen, Avraham Avinu was Kovish Esrachamov to Shecht his son. We ask you, Mida Keneged Mida, to be Kovish, your kas, to overpower your kas, in order to have Rachmanis. And the truth of the matter is, this is another opportunity. If a person can picture himself, I'm thinking of Avraham Avinu doing the Akedah, and I'm picturing myself, if I would also reach such a level of Kvishas Harachamim Kedei Lasis Ritzoin Hashem, then that creates a sensitivity and a schus. It's a Mido Keneged Mido that Hashem should go Lifnim Yishur Sadin. Now, in saying it, especially if I come a little bit late to davening, and saying this quickly in the morning, it may not have that effect. But if I start taking this concept seriously, and whenever I have an opportunity to think about Akedas Yitzchok, I think about that. How far can I picture myself in my love of Hashem going to such an extent? And the more that I picture, the more the picture penetrates the heart, and I become ever, ever more deeper and higher on a higher level of Avas Hashem, and closer and closer and closer to that level to be able to perform that mitzvah. And of course, I don't have it, I don't do it, it's not, we're not being told to do such a thing, but to whatever extent I can picture myself doing it, that has an indelible imprint, that's Musav Ispailus, an indelible imprint. And imagine if one could start every day with this image and work their way through, and then Elul, you have the additional image of the Shofar giving us an opportunity to think about ourselves performing in Akedas Yitzchak. And then you take it one step further on Rosh Hashanah when Mamish is the day, the anniversary, and I picture, I try. By the time I get to Rosh Hashanah, theoretically, I could possibly have enough sincerity there that it should actually work, as the Chinuch says it does work. That, and I would suggest that maybe the methodology, he doesn't say how we're going to be Zeicha, the methodology may be this, because Mida Keneged Mida, I'm picturing myself being Koivish, my Rachamim. I ask Hashem to go Lifnim Mishuras Hadin and be Koivish, his Kas, Kedei L'Rachim. I would just like to add one thing to this, and that is, you know, some people might say, it's wishful thinking, it's such a high level, it's who in this world today can achieve such a thing. Well, we're not asking you to achieve it, we're just asking you to attempt and to try and to imagine, and that helps to penetrate, at least it brings us closer and closer, and who knows, if we bring ourselves as close as we can possibly bring ourselves, then that in itself is the schus, because we're only expected to do the best we can. And if that's the closest I can get to that, then that serves as a schus, and the chule v'chule, there's some potential there. But I'd just like to share with you a famous maaser. There was in one of the ghettos. I don't think it was in the concentration camp, but in one of the ghettos, I'm not sure where it was exactly. There was a rov there, Reb Ephraim Oshri. He writes this. He has tshuvas mima'amakim from the Holocaust, and he has all kinds of tshuvas and halacha in this. Anyway, he was asked the following shaila. They had posted 80 names of children for a selectia for the next day, which was Rosh Hashanah. That means the Nazis are going to take these 80 children and take them away to the concentration camp, and of course, we know what that meant. And this Jew comes to this Rav Reb Ephraim Oshri, and he asks him the following shaila. He says, I have the connections and the money, the ability to get his son was on the list of the 80 kids that they're taking. He says, I can get my kid off the list, but I have a shaila. Am I allowed to do it? Because since the selectia was 80 children, that was the number they chose, so mimela, they're going to take another child and put him in there instead. So my taking my kid and saving his life is going to directly be responsible for somebody else to be killed. Am I allowed to do it? And the Rav told him, he says, I can't answer such a question. I don't have Sforim here. I don't have anyone to consult with. I don't know what to answer you. And this simple, sincere, Tmimistic a Jew, simple is not the right word, Tmimus is godless. He says that if the Rav can't tell me that I'm allowed to do it, then Sheval Tas, I can't do anything. And he didn't do anything. And he let his son be taken, because the Rav couldn't tell him that he's allowed to do it. And they say that day on Rosh Hashanah, the man walked around the camp. I don't know, this is an Eidus, I don't know exactly, but he said he felt that he performed Akedas Yitzchok. I performed Akedas Yitzchok. I, the halacha was, if the Rav couldn't tell me, halacha Sheval Tas, I can't have another child killed. I didn't see a heter to do that. And so, we have unbelievably powerful hidden koiches. And here you have, I don't know who he was, he was a Poshut Yid, whoever, he was a great person, obviously, and we have this power deeply hidden within us, but we have to draw it forth. And Musa draws it forth. When I picture that act, when I picture it being done, it gives me the enhanced potential to now be able to do it, because otherwise it couldn't be such a skus. And now in that schus, I could be zeicha to be zakai bedin. And I just want to conclude with something which I've mentioned here many times, but it's a beautiful vort. I heard it from the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Livrocha many years ago in the yeshiva, where the Gemara in Yuma says, Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Hillel's learning Torah in his abject poverty is mechayev aniyim to learn. Now aniyim amuchuyev to learn because Hillel learned in poverty. So he asked the kasha, he says, what does it have to do with me? If I have the potential to learn in my poverty, then I'm mechuyev even if Hillel didn't do it, if there was no Hillel. And if I don't have the potential, then what's the difference if there was Hillel or not? I don't have the potential. I can't do it. I won't be held responsible for it. So he said, you see, that the picture of Hillel, that picture of Hillel sitting and freezing in the snow on the roof, you know, they had to save his life. His body was frozen by the time the morning came and they realized that he was on the roof listening to the shir from Shmaya Bavtalia. He says, that picture gives me new potential. So Hillel Mechayev Aniyim, the picture of Hillel is not the pshat, if I'm not Mechuyev, it'll make me Mechuyev. It creates a new potential. I become a different person with different koiches just because I saw the picture of Hillel. I would suggest that the same thing is at work over here. When I picture myself, a picture Avraham Avinu, that's good, but I picture myself, I put myself in there. Like the Chinuch says, I put myself in there in that picture, myself, my only son, the knife, Machmasavas Hashem, that shechting. If I can reach whatever level of reality, the closer the level of reality that I could reach in that process, the more that it has an impact on me, that it gives me new potential. It may give me the potential to actually do such a thing. It may be far from that, but to whatever extent, I'm a mele, we can be zakai bedin. So I think that, especially in the days of Elul, when there is that Tkiyas Shofar and the remembering of the Akedas Yitzchak, and even in the Parshas HaAkedah, which we say every day at least the Tefillah there, the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have that opportunity. By the time Rosh Hashanah comes, if we access it, we develop, and we see these pictures on a daily basis as part of a Musa B'Hes Pilus program, by the time we get to Rosh Hashanah, we may actually have a formula to, in those critical minutes of Tkiyas Shofar, to make a difference of to be zakai or not to be zakai bedin, based on the extent that I could muster that picture of that reality or that result of the picture of the Avas Hashem being ready to do anything machmas the Avas Hashem.